Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso, the network for social justice. And today, my very special guest is Chris Pierce. He is president of the Spring Valley Community Alliance, and he's here to talk to us about the first ever Spring Valley Changemakers Summit coming up on Thursday, February 19th, among other great things happening in Spring Valley. This event is being organized by the Spring Valley Community Alliance, along with the Spring Valley Chamber of Commerce and SEEDS, which stands for Sustained Environments and Engaged Development Strategies. The community is invited to come get involved in shaping the future of Spring Valley. So, Chris, that all sounds really exciting. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Can you start by telling us the details on when and where the Changemakers Summit will take place?
So the first ever Spring Valley Changemaker Summit is going to be Thursday, February 19th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing it at STEAM Academy inside of their auditorium mm-hmm. over on Leland right here in Spring Valley. Mm-hmm. It's going to start at about 5:30 and it'll go on with the opening centering around 6 p.m. And then there'll be networking the whole time until we get to the end of wrap it up and turn into a improv show where the community can join together, share a few laughs, and get to know one each other better.
That sounds like a lot of fun and very important topics. So what is the overall goal of the Spring Valley Changemakers Summit, and what can participants expect to have happen in that main part of the program?
The main goal is to connect people and build inspiration. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of talented people here in Spring Valley, many walks of life, many different talents, and we just want to bring them all together and see about all of the different opportunities there are. There's so many great organizations in Spring Valley that are doing good work in the community, and there's a need for volunteers. Yeah. And we want to bring everybody together and just network and say, make sure we're not, trying to do the same thing and, working in our own stovepipes, but collaborate and, get real things done in Spring Valley.
That sounded great. I know we're seeing all kinds of good things starting to happen, like the new library being built there in Casa de Oro. I think they've broken ground, I think. And then they have the a new beautiful new mural also in Casa de Oro. What are some of the organizations that will be participating that people can expect to meet and learn more about and maybe volunteer for?
So we have many different organizations, some county organizations like the Spring Valley Library, mm-hmm. Spring Valley Parks and Rec, the teen center is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Dictionary Hill Open Space Advocates will be there representing Dictionary Hill and all the awesome opportunities to volunteer in there. Mm-hmm. Spring Valley Historical Society, the Chamber of Commerce, of course, mm-hmm. the Spring Valley Community Alliance, Casa de Oro Alliance, and Heaven's Windows, who mm-hmm. helps distribute food for those in need in Spring Valley. So also, I believe the Sheriffs, they have mm-hmm. a volunteer organization for people who would like to look into joining their RSVP program. So like I said, just so many opportunities. And if there is organizations that we forgot, mm-hmm. they're welcome to contact me and we'll work on getting them a table.
That's awesome. So the county, before we go to that question, I wanted to ask, your invitation specifically referenced learn about projects that are in the pipeline or planned. What are some of those projects?
There's lots of projects, initiatives going on. A few years ago, we wrapped utility boxes with mm-hmm. Vinyl wraps to help mm-hmm. discourage tagging. Mm-hmm. We'd like to increase the murals in the community. What are some other things here? gardening. We would like, there's tons of species living on Dictionary Hill, mm-hmm. and providing native plants in the community and trees. The SDG&E and the county, they provide trees, and we want to get more trees in the ground, providing more shade.
Nice.
There's also initiatives like completing the Sweetwater Loop Trail, which Spring Valley has been trying to do for over 30 years. And, just trying to get more support. And also the 125-94 interchange, building awareness and letting people know they need to let their voices be heard and let the
Yeah,
county and the state know that that needs to be finished.
just going to say that, community organizing is so important on projects like that because often the difference between which projects languish for years and don't get funded and the ones that do is just really how vocal the community is in reaching out to those elected officials and kind of lighting a fire under somebody to prioritize, their projects. That said, the county has recently identified Spring Valley as one of several East County communities where it wants to explore building more affordable housing because it's fairly close to transit and to the other urban areas in San Diego. Is that a topic that might be among those up for discussion, or is that kind of out of the range of this focus group?
It's not completely out of the range. We do have some county offices that will be attending. We haven't got all of the RSVPs back, but affordable housing, we do have the county housing department will be there to answer questions for people.
I know traffic is a concern that I sometimes hear about. Affordable housing is important and we need more of it. On the other hand, I know I've heard from some Spring Valley residents who say some of the housing that's already gone in has made, traffic, the morning commute harder for them. So I think, again, it's important for people to just reach out and talk about the pros and cons and where things should go, or, do they need maybe improvements to improve the traffic flow if they're going to put more new projects into an area.
Yeah, that would be in, improving the bus stops and making sure there is better public transportation available for those who want to use it most,
Yeah, good point. It doesn't do any good to build new transit if people don't use the transit. So, another issue I know here in Casa de Oro, right down the hill from me, the that community recently had a big federal grant that had been approved, and it was actually pulled back by the Trump administration, which objected to making the area more bicycle friendly by adding bike lanes and roundabouts. I guess they felt like it impeded car traffic. But the project actually included a lot more than that, like landscaping and beautification and angled parking, improved pedestrian access, connection to a park nearby. I think long term, there was even talk about an outdoor amphitheater and more. Are there any ways the community can pull together to help make any of that happen now that that grant has gone away?
I think what's happening is there is where's the money to make that happen. And the businesses, I believe, are either going to have to tax themselves, create a business improvement district, or come up with some type of funding or find some type of grants or philanthropic
Yeah,
people.
state, right, state, county philanthropy,
Yeah,
but
it's a beautiful idea. It would really revitalize that whole corridor. But right now it's just, yeah, money and right now times are getting pretty tight and it
Well,
doesn't help with the grant being pulled.
no, well, you never know. Maybe, that some future administration may feel differently about it and restore it. What are some of the skills and talents that you are most in need of? For anybody that might be listening out there who may want to step forward and lend their skills.
Honestly, we could use anybody's skills. We have, we go pick up trash once or twice a month. We have DOPTA highways. You don't really need much skills to do that. So, other people, if they are into web design or, video, videography, we could definitely, we find out we get more views on our social media if it's video. And so using people's talents, if you have a talent and you want to share it, we'll put it to good use.
Yeah, that's great to know. The event, I understand, also includes some refreshments. And as you mentioned, just for fun, an improv show. That's a comedy show. Is that, can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so there'll be just light refreshments, little hors d'oeuvres, teriyaki skewers, and some vegan options, charcuterie boards and
Nice.
stuff like that. And then we're going to have an improv group. Mockingbird Improv is going to come out. And I don't know if you've ever been to one, but you kind of, there's an audience and then there's the performers up on stage and they really build off of audience participation, audience giving them suggestions of what to do or even including audience members. So it is comical. It's not like a guy standing up there just telling jokes, but it's really
More interactive.
community engagement.
How fun. That sounds great. What else? Well, I want to repeat again for those that may have tuned in late. We are speaking with Chris Pierce, the president of the Spring Valley Community Alliance, and we're talking about the first ever Spring Valley Changemakers Summit coming up Thursday, February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the STEAM, was it STEAM Academy?
Correct.
Yeah, out in Spring Valley. What else do you want people to know that I may not have asked you about this event, and for that matter, any other events or happenings coming up in Spring Valley?
The Spring Valley Community Alliance always has amazing events happening, and we're really excited for our fourth annual Spring Valley Day. This year's event is going to be on Saturday, May 2nd. Same place where Bancroft meets Tyler in front of Bancroft Elementary School. It'll run again 10 to 3. We're accepting vendors right now and sponsors to help. We got carnival rides there for the kids, car show with almost 100 cars, hundreds of vendors, live entertainment, first responders. It's a really truly amazing event, and we hope all the Spring Valley can come out and enjoy it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What about if people want to get involved in the Spring Valley Community Alliance? Tell us a little bit about your group and where people can go to get more information about that.
Yeah, so the Spring Valley Community Alliance started back in 2020, and it's just all about sharing community resources, advocating for community improvement, and bringing the community together. And so if people are interested in getting involved with us, they can just simply email us at info@the SVCA. That's the THESV, like Spring Valley, CA, like California.org, or just go to our website at thesvca.org. And
SVCA.org. Is that also where people could RSVP for the event? I neglected to mention that while this is open to the community and everybody's welcome, you are asking for RSVPs, I assume, so you make sure you've got enough
yes,
chairs and food for everybody, right?
definitely. Yeah, right at the top of our webpage, there's a link that says Changemaker Summit and get your free ticket.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm hoping to be able to stop by and maybe come by both events. They sound wonderful. We are out of time, but Chris, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso.
Thank you. Appreciate it.